Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahruddin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction to the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, and ulama. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhrani. Dr. Fakhrani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum.
And Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, I would like to express my condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura and his faithful companions. For today's discussion, we want to talk about a scholar, a faqih of the 14th century Hijra, named Mirza Abul Fazl Tehrani, but he is mostly known by his magnum opus, Shafa al-Sudur fi Sharh Ziyarat al-Ashur. Sheikh Mahdavi, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the biography and the early life of the late Ayatollah Mirza Abul Fazl Tehrani.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mirza Abul Fazl Nuri Tehrani, or sometimes it is given the title Mirza Abul Fazl Mujtahid Kalantar.
Yes.
As one of the great scholars who's born in 1273 in Tehran, and he, as it is said in some of the records, he finished his study in Tehran and reached the level of ijtihad. By the way, he wanted to experience the atmosphere of Najaf and also Samarra. So he moved to Najaf, benefited from the Asatid over there, and also he moved to Samarra and benefited from the great scholar and the founder of the seminary of Samarra, Mirzaye Shirazi.
Yes.
Then he comes back to Tehran and stays in Tehran and start his activity in terms of preaching the religion, tablighi activity, and also besides doing all these tablighi activity, we see that how he was holding the scientific or ilmi gathering with his students.
Yes.
That shows his level of ijtihad and knowledge in field of religious studies.
That's right.
Also, this is good for our audience if they want to look at the history and know where he was living.
Yes.
It's good to know that he is considered, or he is regarded as, the grandfather of the wife of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh.
Yes.
Meaning that his son is the father of marhum Khadija Saqafi.
Yes.
The wife of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. And that's why we have some recommendation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh in terms of his knowledge and his ijtihad as well.
That's all right. Also, he was a poet.
Yes.
On Ahlul Bayt. And what is important is his sharp memory. They say that he had so many of abiyats and the verses of the poems in his mind, and he knew them by heart. And this was one of his most outstanding talents. Dr. Fakhr Rohani, the late Shaykh Mirza Abul Fazl Tehrani is known by Shafa al-Sudur fi Sharh Ziyarat al-Ashur. And you, as a researcher on the Ashura literature, we can say, and the Ashura history and Karbala history, had some, we can say, fruitful studies on this book. Share some of your good experiences on this book, and what was the main intention of Mirza Abul Fazl Tehrani to compile such a book?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Regarding this book, it must be indicated that although more than 100 years passed from the time when this magnum opus of the late Mirza Abul Fazl Saqafi Tehrani was published first in Bombay in British India, and then later on it received other editions, mainly Iranian editions, it must be indicated that this book is still one of the noblest expositions and exegesis of the famous Ziyarat Ashura. The whole book was written, at the request of some Iranian merchants who were in Bombay, and they needed an authentic explanation and exposition, in fact, elucidation of the famous Ziyarat Ashura. Yes. The Iranian merchants in Bombay addressed the letter to the late Mirza Shirazi in Samarra. And then Mirza Shirazi in Samarra asked Mirza Abulfazl Saghavi Tehrani to develop such a book. And it was one of the main reasons for his emigration from Tehran to Samarra and then to Najaf.
Okay. So upon the request of Mirza Shirazi.
Yes, he did this.
Mirza Abulfazl Tehrani.
Yes, and it shows that he was an outstanding scholar. He was such a scholar that Mirza Shirazi relied on his explanations. Structurally speaking, the book has two or three main sections. The first section is concerned with the chains of hadith relators and transmitters who related and quoted Ziyarat Ashura one by one.
Okay.
He moved back from his own time, back to the time of the infallible Imams Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
Good.
And based on this authentic chain of hadith transmitters and authorities, he proves that there's no doubt on the authenticity of Ziyarat Ashura.
And we know that originally this ziyarat, say, gets back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it?
Exactly.
The wording.
Exactly, yes. Okay. I'm going to explain it.
Okay.
And then in the second aspect, in the second chapter, he talks about the views of Allama Majlisi as pertaining to Ziyarat Ashura.
Very good.
The second part of the book, which is the greater space of the book, it's about his own translation, Persian translation of Ziyarat Ashura, coupled with and supported by very important details. For example, when he comes to talk about the opponents of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he gives a detailed genealogy of the opponents of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from the time of Jahiliyyah down to the time of Ashura.
Very good.
And next to this, we find that finally he deals with Dua-i Safwan or Dua-i Al-Ghameh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because this is a supplementary prayer taught to Safwan. And Safwan was a close companion of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. It must be indicated that according to other varieties or according to other views, the Safwan or Al-Ghameh prayer is another kind of Ashura Ziyarat text, because according to some researchers, one cannot say there's only one Ziyarat Ashura or Ashura oriented Ziyarat text.
Okay.
There may be at least five or six Ziyarat texts that
you mean
are recommended.
Variations?
No. There are five or six various Ziyarat texts recommended to be recited on the day of Ashura.
The
most famous of all of them is exactly this one.
That's right.
According to recent researches already done, it's proved that explained in the book Ziyarat Ashura cannot be nullified or cannot be rejected, with much ease. Rather, it shows that the late Mirza Abulfazl Saghavi Tehrani was a great scholar. Of course, he authored many other books, but this book of his is the most conspicuous and outstanding work of his that has survived, and it helped his name survive throughout the Shia history.
Again, this is a Farsi, we can say, isn't it? Books on Ziyarat al-Ashura, but literally speaking, it is very much, of high status in Persian language.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Sheikh Mahtavi, what about you, brother? Can you give us some other information about Shafa al-Sudur, Fishar Ziyarat al-Ashur?
As the doctor mentioned, one of the chapter of Shafa al-Sudur is talking about the authenticity of the chain of transmitters. Mm-hmm. I think this is good for our listeners to know how the chain of the transmitters of Ziyarat al-Ashura, or to which date it will date it back. Mm-hmm. The first or oldest manuscript that we have in which Ziyarat al-Ashura has been mentioned is Kamil al-Ziyarat ibn Qulaway, who mm-hmm. died 386. Okay. It's almost 50 years after the finishing or ending the minor occultation. So it's really close to the time of the presence of the Ma'sum. As we see in the book Shafa al-Sudur, he mainly benefited from two main books. One is Kamil al-Ziyara and the other is Misbah al-Mutahajjid le-Sheikh Tusi, who also died during the 5th century, mainly in 460. So both manuscript, the oldest manuscript that Mirzai Tehrani has benefited from, are really close to the presence of the Ma'sum. So then the other chapters in which he's talking could be regarded as a kind of encyclopedia regarding the Ziyarat al-Ashura. Mm-hmm. Because the same as the other scholars who started commenting on Ziyarat al-Ashura, which is in the 8th century, the first commentary has been written, we see that some of the scholars would take only one part from Ziyarat al-Ashura. For example, Al-Lazina Taba'at, this part. In Shifa al-Sudur, Fi Sharh Ziyarat al-Ashur, as I mentioned, it's kind of encyclopedia, not only regarding the explanation for all parts of the Ziyarat al-Ashura, it also collect the narrators, the transmitters, merits of these, and the thawab and reward that those who are reciting the ziyara will be given. So whatever which is related to Ziyarat al-Ashura, you can find it in this ziyara.
That's all right. Especially out of the borders of the Shiite world, we can say there are so many questions and ambiguities and sometimes misunderstandings regarding Ziyarat al-Ashura of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So this book, I think, is a nice reference. But is it translated into English, Shafa al-Sudur?
Not yet.
Not yet? What about the Arabic language?
It hasn't got any Arabic version, but one of my friends has produced an English explanation and English exegesis of Ziyarat al-Ashura. Originally in English, but mainly based on Mirza Ofer Saghavi Tehrani's book, Shifa al-Sudur.
And is it simple to read to for the Persian speakers?
No, not that much. Because, I mean, it's a kind of literary language.
So all in all, what do you think the main use of this book would be? I mean, the main benefit of this book for the people, for the scholars, maybe.
Yes, I mean, for scholars, I mean, because I mean, it takes meticulous scholars to historical nooks and corners regarding how and what way this Ziyarat al-Ashura has been transmitted from the time of its first appearance in the Shia world. And for common people, because of the rich historical explanation that Mirza Wafas Tehrani gives on the characteristics of the ancestors of Imam al-Hussein's foes and enemies, it sheds much light on certain, darker aspects of Jahiliyyah and the ancestors of Imam al-Hussein's foes and enemies. It proves that they were genetically corrupt.
That's right.
Yes.
You mean the
opponents of Imam al-Hussein.
The enmity that started from the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
And before that, the time of Prophet continued.
Yes. It goes back to the time of Jahiliyyah.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Dr. Fakh Rouhani and Sheikh Mahtavi, for your presence in the program. The teacher talking about Mirza Abul Fazl Tehrani and his magnum opus, Shifa al-Sudur Fi Sharh Ziyarat al-Ashur. Hope that the dear listeners, especially in English language, who were not familiar with this man and his work benefited from this program. Safar 8, 13, 16. According to a lunar Hijri calendar, this outstanding man passed away in the city of Tehran. His body was taken to the holy shrine of Hazrat Abdulazim in Shahr-e-Ray, and he was buried by the grave of his father in the same chamber that Abu'l-Futuh Razi is buried in Shahr-e-Ray. May Allah bless the soul of Mirza Abu'l-Fazl Tehrani, the author of Shafa'us Sudur fi Shahri Ziyarat al-Ashur. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Khan of Islam page and listen to our special programs on the month of Muharram about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. معلم.